Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled The Interlude of Daniel 9:26. Daniel 9:26 reads like this. And after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end of it shall be with a flood. Until the end of the war, desolations are determined. Note that the 7 weeks were immediately followed up by the 62 weeks, with no break. So the 69-week period happened consecutively. There was no gap. However, now after the 69 weeks, culminating in the triumphal entry, there is a gap. After the 69 weeks, some things would happen. They would happen after the 69 weeks, but before the 70th week. So there is a gap of an unspecified amount of time between the completion of the 69th week and the start of the 70th week. So we have 69 weeks, then there's a gap, and then the 70th week. Now, as we think about this, we have Israel, we have the church age, and then we have Israel. That is, we have God's program with Israel interrupted by the church age and then God's completion of his program for Israel. Daniel 9:26 lists three things that would happen outside the 60th week, but prior to the 70th week. In other words, these things will happen during the parenthetical period between the 69th and the 70th week of Daniel. And they are these. Number one, after the 69th week, Messiah will be cut off. Number two, the city of Jerusalem and the temple will be destroyed. Number three, to the end, there will be war, desolation. Number one, Messiah will be cut off means that he would be killed, referring to the crucifixion. Within just a few days of the completion of the 69th week, at his triumphal entry, he was crucified. It is amazing how accurate this prophecy was, as the crucifixion happened just 4 days after the completion of the 69th week. Number two, destroy the city and the sanctuary refers to the second thing that would transpire in this gap period. It refers to the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple, which happened in 70 AD. This was about 37 years after the triumphal entry, or the completion of the 69th week. This shows that there definitely is a gap between the 69th and the 70th week. The only question is, how long is this gap? Note that another prince who is to come is introduced in this verse. This is not Jesus Christ, but the Antichrist, as the context and the content clearly show. Note it clearly says that his people would be those who would destroy the city and the sanctuary. It was the Romans who destroyed Jerusalem and the temple in 70 AD. This shows very clearly that the Antichrist will be from the Roman Empire. And I take it from chapter 7 that he will come out of the hub of nations that are closely connected with the Mediterranean basin, or what we generally refer to as Europe today. See Daniel 7:2. The end of it shall be with a flood means that when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem and the temple in 70 AD, they overwhelmed it, completely destroyed it. The Jewish historian Josephus said that 1,100,000 Jews were killed. To get all the gold they could salvage from the temple, the Romans tore it apart block by block and melted off all the gold. And then number three. Till the end of the war, desolations are determined. More literally, it is translated, till the end shall be war, desolations are determined. The entire gap period will be characterized by war and its desolations. Daniel pinpointed two specific events and then gave the general character of war that will characterize the remainder of the gap period. The period between the 69th and the 70th weeks is characterized by perpetual war and desolations, specifically in relation to Israel. This reality sets the stage for the final or 70th week. Daniel 9:26 indicates that what will characterize the parenthesis time in which we live will be war desolations for Israel until the end of the interlude. In fact, it specifically says that these things are determined. This gap period will be a time when there is constant, ongoing war and destruction in relation to Jerusalem. This is certainly consistent with what is constantly broadcast in the news. Footnote here, during the gap period between the 69th and 70th week is the church age. This is not mentioned in Daniel because the church was not revealed until the New Testament. It was a mystery, not revealed in the Old Testament. But as you compare Scripture with Scripture, we see a major reason for the gap between the 69th and the 70th week is that God is building His church during this time. The gap period closely aligns with the church age, in which God is taking out a remnant out of the world from both Jews and Gentiles and building a forever family of believers called the church. At this point, His program of focus is the church. When the church is complete, God will again come back to the Jews and finish out His program with them by completing the 70th week. This 7-year period remains to be fulfilled to complete God's 70-week program for Israel. Often in the prophetic scriptures, we see a gap. For example, in Isaiah 9:6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." Historically fulfilled. But then there's a gap. "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." Gap. "And the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called." Right now, the government is not on his shoulder in the sense that Christ is not running the government of the world right now. But he will. This will be fulfilled at the second coming. The government will be upon his shoulder. So we see a gap between his first coming when he was born and his second coming when the government will be upon his shoulder. The Jews did not see a gap between the suffering Messiah and the reigning Messiah. And that is one reason they couldn't make sense of Jesus. You see, they were only looking for a ruling and reigning Messiah. They didn't see a gap. Often in the prophetic scriptures, the next important thematic event is addressed without consideration for what or how much time intervenes. In other words, often in the prophetic scriptures, there are gaps. There is certainly a large gap between the 69th and the 70th week of Daniel, and it essentially corresponds to what we know through the lens of the New Testament as the church age. In the last days, Israel has come back to the land in spiritual blindness. The very day they became a nation, on May 14, 1948, they were attacked by 6 surrounding enemy nations, namely Egypt, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia. A state of perpetual declared war against Israel by her enemies has gone on ever since that time. More and more Israel will become desperate for peace and long for a break from the ongoing cycle of war. When the time is right, the man with the plan will step forward. This will be the Antichrist, and he will come forward with a 7-year plan. He deceptively comes as a man of peace. He will enter into a 7-year covenant with Israel, as seen in Daniel 9:27. Little will Israel realize that this is what the Bible calls a covenant with death. Thus, the final week, the 70th week of Daniel, will be inaugurated, which will set the stage for the finale, which will usher in the second coming of Christ and his kingdom. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.